Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
And you're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Hey, guys. And in this episode, we're talking about our time going to Vallejo, California to the Rodeo Rig Show. We started originally down in L.A., drove up the Pacific Coast Highway, and then, of course, landed in Vallejo, did the show there, and then flew out of Sacramento. So, yeah, this episode's about our time there and, you know, kind of all the adventures and... Not going to lie, I got to go hang out with Donut Media again, so we were pretty stoked on that, so we'll talk about that too. We'll see you in a second.
Peace. So, man, J.O. kind of touched on it, getting back from California, and like every trip out there, we absolutely love the time we get to spend, the folks we get to meet. But I mean, kind of a different trip, you know. Yeah. California by map, San Francisco and LA look close together, but that is not the case.
It is a massive place, massive place, a lot of diversity. I mean, you can drive through the state of California and see anything from desert to snowy mountains. So that is absolutely insane to me.
Yeah, sometimes just by turning around. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah. I mean, we had flown out. We had left the truck with the guys at Wicked Creations. Hats off to them. Thanks again for helping us with that. A little truck storage out west saves us so much time to be able to fly back and forth versus drive. Not that we hate driving, but man, what a time saver. But yeah, picked the truck up. There at Wicked Creations, kind of started making our way north. And yeah, we're close to Donut Media. So stopped in there, got to hang with Zach. And that was a ton of fun, you know, hanging with those guys. Always super cool to walk in there, kind of see what they're working on, a little behind the scenes of projects they've got upcoming. You know,
yeah.
Stuff we can't take pictures of, can't really talk about. But it's super cool to see how they're always driving themselves and pushing.
Well, and it's such a relaxed place too. It's like you can tell that they definitely work their butts off.
Oh, absolutely.
But they know, or more or less, like you can tell they want to be there. Like it is obvious that they want to be there. I mean, they were kind of telling us like, hey, yeah, I mean, it's not odd for us to be here until 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you know, on certain days, depending on what they have going on.
I mean, that's what Zach had said, was that he had, you know, we were only going to get there till 6 because traffic, right? Garden Grove and Inglewood aren't just super far apart, but with traffic, it was going to take us a little while, but we ended up making our way over there. And I mean, we hung out for a good ways, you know, good to catch up. Those guys, I mean, locals, so they know all the food spots, all the good things to do and stuff to turn us on. I mean, some of the food options they mentioned, like, I'm super polite, you know, in my head, J.O. knows it too, like, there's no way we're leaving this place and going to get any of that food. I can't even remember.
I think it was Ethiopian food. I was all about it. You know, I was like down to definitely try it. Mo,
I was definitely not.
Yeah, Mo, if it's not like a piece of meat and it doesn't come between two pieces of bread, he's usually out.
So. All right. Or wrap it in a tortilla. Yeah. I was going to say wrap it in a tortilla, man. Like, yeah. If I get crazy with it, I get carried away. Or you don't even have to wrap it. You need a nice steak sometimes.
Yeah. But no, yeah, they're always an awesome time to hang out with. Yeah, kind of like I was saying, you know, earlier about, you know, them wanting to be there. It's like, yeah, I mean, like they work their butts off, and it's like, cause they want to, cause they're very passionate people. I mean, it is so obvious when you go in there that you're just in a entire building full of just passionate
car people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool. While we were there, I mean, it was well after 6. And they were just now coming back with the truck and trailer from a shoot, you know, so they were still dropping trucks, getting back late. I don't know if there's any kind of set hours for doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's like you show up, you work till the work's done.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. So yeah, did that. And then we ended up, making our way over to Malibu?
Yeah. Area? Just outside of Malibu. Costs a lot to stay in Malibu. You could save quite a few dollars if you want to, stay just outside.
And then,
it was a super cool town too. Super safe. That's more what we're always looking for. You know, well lit hotels. Crime report doesn't look terrible.
Cameras.
Nice things are around and still around.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of hung out there. Woke up the next morning and through the canyon into the coast, right, was kind of what we did. And started making our way up to PCH. J.O. had been up some of it on previous trip, but I had never, you know, been up north of L.A. or anything like that I could remember. So all new to me and just super, super pretty. You know, as soon as you get outside the city, it's hard to put these hills into words because it's like everything looks like it's been like well manicured landscape, you know.
There's
no crazy underbrush, just rolling hills, beautiful.
Well, and like, man, all the farm towns. Oh my gosh. Cause it's like you go
big farm towns.
Yeah, it's like you go through and like, you know, kind of before you get to like Santa Barbara and you're like through that Ventura area it's like all the farms are pretty flat, but then you start going north of that and you start seeing farms like Costa Rica.
That's what it reminded us both of. Like, we've both been there and that's what it reminded us of. You know, you start seeing these farms on hillsides where it doesn't look like you use tractors. It looks like it's all
handwork. Yeah. And definitely, I mean, it's funny, like Mo said, like definitely no tractors probably used on that, but it's more manicured than anything, you know. So it's like, man, like they just really take care of their properties.
Everything looks like it, right? Even all the farms, everything we saw, you know, so many strawberry farms, oranges, stuff like that we drove by.
Yeah,
and it's super cool to see because I mean, we have farms around us. You where you kind of grew up near, not proper Delta, you know, farmish down there, you know, and it's different than what we saw out there. So, super cool, but. Yeah, I mean, that little area, getting to wander through there, stop off. You know, we found this sweet little fuel stop kind of up the coast. And, I mean, it was super cool. But that place ended up being like a one-stop shop, like stop for fuel, turn around. There's a food truck selling tacos. And behind the food truck selling tacos is a guy who's washing cars.
Yeah.
So we were able to pull the Tundra over there, get it washed, ordered an amazing burrito.
Well, and it was wild too because so we pull up and all we see is gas pumps.
Yeah.
There's no tenant. There's no one to pay, nothing. And
but gas is like 60 or 70 cents cheaper at this place.
Way cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, significantly cheaper. And so that's a no-brainer for us. We're definitely stopping there. And then, yeah, like Mo said, like there's that taco truck to the right. And so we go over there and order tacos. And keep in mind, like we'd already been looking for a car wash.
Yeah, need a wash. Has to get washed.
Yeah, not a lot of like self car washes in Malibu. You know, I mean, I don't I don't imagine there's a ton there. So we had a hard time finding those, and so we need the truck wash. Well, sure enough, lo and behold, there is a car wash behind the taco
these
stand.
Old boys washing trucks, man, by hand. Yeah. Good wash.
And, dude, it was the coolest, too, because they had, like, this little seating area out front that reminded us of, like, we kept on calling it Little Mexico.
Man, and like, I mean, you would not believe, like, that if we told you we're just north of L.A.
Yeah.
And showed you a video of this, which we'll probably put on here.
Yeah.
It was funny, you know, like just different. I mean, no rain up there, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But it's like just an outside seating area, has a ceiling fan going, a bunch of old magazines that I would not expect to be at a car wash place. You know, I think like one was like a Vanity Fair, you know, and just like these like odd to me magazines. I would expect more like Car and Driver,
right?
Hot Rod, you know, at a car wash place, but different out west.
Yeah, man. Well, and it's like, it was so relaxing out there. I mean, I could have sat out there forever. I mean, it makes sense. You know, it's like you got to wait for your car wash. No one really loves doing that.
Yeah.
May as well put them in like a nice, comfortable place, you know?
Yeah. And the best thing was like, this car wash was like $30, $30 American, man, U.S. currency. And I mean, it takes us a probably equivalent to that for us to stop and wash it whenever we do it. And these boys knocked it out of the park while we were filling our bellies with amazing burritos.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it. I cannot remember the name of that town, though. Do you?
No, man. I can remember the taco stand was called Highway Tacos.
Highway Tacos. Well, yeah, if y'all are going up that way, look up Highway Tacos, and it'll be the best one-stop shop ever.
Yeah, cheap gas. And that's the funny part, right, is we say cheap gas, and it was like $4.17 or something.
Yeah.
Still crazy.
Cheaper out there.
Yeah, know? For out west, you feel like you're just stealing it, right? Want to bottle it up. But, I mean, that was funny. You know, then back to the coast, we were able to see some stuff that you and Jacqueline had done on your honeymoon, which was super cool. You know, you're like, oh, I've been here before. And you start showing pictures. I mean, that's super cool to kind of revisit that stuff.
Yeah, it was, man. Like, I hadn't been there since 2016, you know. And it was funny pulling up to it. Obviously, it's a rock, so it hadn't changed a whole lot, you know. And I'm like, stayed there, and I'm like, man, like, it just took me back to my honeymoon with my wife, you know.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see that.
Those are good. Like I said, it was cool. I mean, you were fishing pictures out of your phone after that, and yeah, like you're saying, not much changed. The rock still looks the same.
Well, it's still a rock,
still there, hadn't fallen off. So
yeah.
But it just got prettier and prettier the further north we went down that PCH up that highway, and it's different. You know, you start off so close to the ocean, and then next thing you know, you're on these huge bluffs that are up against the water's edge. And I mean, just super cool. Hard for me to put into words, but well, we may have some videos of it though.
Yeah, we do. And it's funny too, because it's like, I, like Mo touched on, you know, Mo and I touched on earlier, I'd done, you know, up to Santa Barbara. Well, I didn't realize when I did that trip that I wasn't even on the prettiest part of the highway.
You know? Dude. Same, right? We start getting closer and closer to San Francisco, and it really does. You start getting more trees showing up, and just absolutely beautiful.
It's breathtaking.
Every direction. It's funny. We saw some fields with cows in them that, dude, you wouldn't believe how lucky these cows got it.
Yeah, so it's, the cows had a better view of the ocean than the people did, you know. I mean, it's it had like the highway, and then right between the highway and the ocean, it was just a cow field.
Yeah,
and they just lived out there by the ocean. I bet those were the chillest cows in the world.
It's, dude, a vibe, right?
They'd have to be.
But that was, I mean, it was super cool, you know. And then make our way. I mean, both of us, I don't ever recall seeing a lighthouse, man. They're kind of something we see in books and stuff like that, magazines. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, man, that's a real life lighthouse right there.
I'm not gonna lie, like I didn't know lighthouses were still used, or maybe I did, and I just, because we never see them.
Yeah,
it's like,
where
a
would we see one?
Yeah, a lighthouse in my head, like, just is imaginary. It's like you always hear about them
in
like
movies,
fairy tales, you know, stuff. Like, I don't think of a lighthouse as being like an actual thing, and it actually looking the way it says it does.
Yeah, so it has some stripes, light at the top.
So that was very, very cool to see that. And then right after that, that was when we saw the kiteboarders, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, the wind surfers, kite surfers. I don't know what we call them, but those guys. I mean, I don't know how you harness the wind like that and able to go out towards the ocean and then turn around and come back towards shore.
Yeah.
And the wind didn't change, you know, and it's like, I don't know how they hold this.
They're like Avatar airbenders.
Yeah,
dude.
That's what it seemed like. You know, because I mean, those two guys, I mean, they rode way out into the ocean, you know, and then turned right around, right back to shore. And I was like, dude, I guess if you know what you're doing, it's helpful.
Well, have you ever seen the videos? I get them on my Instagram all the time for some reason, of the kiteboarders that like jump over islands and like little peninsulas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that is, I mean, this is exactly, I mean, I don't know if the guys were jumping that far or high, but it was exactly basically
in their
that.
Head they were.
Yeah, I guarantee it, you know. And it's like, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Would I personally try it? Maybe in a lake.
I don't know. It's bananas for us. That's what it's like, dude, to think about, like, you know, for us to be where we live, like, to think about swimming in the ocean is always just bonkers, man. Like, there's sharks out there. There's other things
sharks.
You can get to, right? Sharks, stingrays, man, sea urchin. I don't even know, like, how long the list is. But,
yeah. Well, dude, because it's like, I remember when I was a kid, man. Like, I know I've told you this story, but I was I know it's weird, Arkansas kid out there surfing Coronado Island, but that's where it was, and that's what I was doing. But anyways, I was out there surfing, and it was like my first time. I think it was like my first real trip surfing. And I'm out there, and I'm getting pretty far out because I'm starting getting pretty comfortable, like, you know, standing on the board and all that. And next thing I know, I look down, and there's like something in the Ray family. I don't know if it's like Stingray, Manta Ray, Ray Charles. I don't know. But it's down there and it freaks me out.
Yeah.
Dude, I immediately hop on that board and haul butt to shore. Dude, right. And hadn't, like, really didn't surf ever again until I went back to Costa Rica.
No. I mean, it's the same. It's different. Like I said, for us, you know, I guess it's where you're from. Those guys who were out there, they didn't seem to have two cares about anything in the ocean. But
yeah, they don't.
For us looking, you know, it's like, man, that just seems bonkers to me. But
yeah,
I mean, that was cool. Like I said, cool to see. And then we start, you know, you start seeing a bunch more mountain bikes up there too. All the hills, stopped by probably the prettiest Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on the planet.
The cantina.
Yeah. Recommended by Zach.
Dude, that was cool. So I'd seen them online. I think they maybe have one in Vegas or something like that. And it's basically, it's a Taco Bell where you walk in. It kind of sort of looks like a Taco Bell, it has a bar in it.
Yeah, it has a bar. You can get like boozy drinks.
Yeah.
But this one is sat right on the ocean. You know, like you walk right out the back door and you, I mean, there's sand just beyond the balcony.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a video of it. I'll post it.
It was nuts.
The most crowded Taco Bell I've ever been into.
How do you say we didn't eat there? We could not eat there. We went in with good intentions, but when you get in there and you see this line and you remember that we're still standing at a Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah. It was very long. So, yeah, didn't eat there, but it was super cool. Glad we got to see that. And then we basically – was that before? Was that before or after the shark fin point?
No, that was before.
Shark fin was?
Yeah. The shark fin was after T-Bell.
After T-Bell. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Then we basically right after that went to this area. And, dude, probably one of the prettiest views I've ever seen in my life. It's just
this cool beach cove that's like.
Yeah.
I don't know how tall those bluffs were, but all of a sudden there's this little cutout and there's this little beach down there. And they call it shark fin rock. And it looks just like a shark fin, you know, clever name.
Yeah. Has like a big rock in the middle of the cove that the waves were crashing on. And it was funny because I saw like all these, like, I don't want to call them kids because they were probably like 20 or so, but going down there. And it's like, you can tell they were going down there getting ready to party for the night.
Yeah, good time, right? It's Friday night.
And it's like, I was thinking in my head, like, dude, I can't even imagine growing up here. And
this being an option to hang out at.
Yeah, this is my party place. Is this like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen? It's like, dude, I just can't. I don't know. Like, dude, y'all just live a different experience out there.
Like, it's cool. Sure. Like I said, it was super cool. I mean, same. We kind of stopped, see all these things passing through. And, you know, it's one of those places where you wish you had a little more time to spend, come back to, hang out. Because it looks super cool. You could jump off that shark fin rock. There was a little kind of cave-ish tunnel thing that had been washed out. And that was super cool. But yeah, we hung out there for, I don't know, 15-ish minutes maybe. And then back in the truck, man. Like I said, it's further than it looks.
Yeah, yeah. And then that was right before we cut off because we weren't able to go to Big Sur. Zach Deal gave us a heads up. Thank you, Zach. Yeah. Saved us 5 hours of our life.
But, I mean, it was still pretty, you know. Then you start coming into San Francisco proper, we did a better job seeing the Golden Gate Bridge than we did the Hollywood sign.
Yeah,
you know, much easier to spot.
Yeah,
bigger.
And real quick about the Big Sur thing, we didn't go to Big Sur because we didn't want to. We were dying to go,
but
apparently there was a landslide on the road, and Zach gave us a heads up and was basically like, "Hey, dude, if you go to Big Sur, like it's going to cost you five." Maybe 6 hours of a detour.
Yeah, a turnaround.
You'll have to go up and then turn around and go all the way back around.
Yeah, backtrack everything you just did and then cut through over the hill.
Yeah. But anyways, so I didn't want y'all thinking we didn't go to Big Sur because we thought it was ugly or anything. So.
No, we, like I said, anything pretty that's on the way, man, we'll usually go out of our way a little bit to see it, you know, and it's like we had to go north. This way takes us north.
Yeah.
Didn't add much time, you know, really. The stuff that adds more time is us stopping, taking it in, and we can always push through. We got a day for driving, so that's all we know is we got to get there by Friday.
Yeah,
show starts Saturday.
But dude, like you were talking about earlier or a second ago, getting into San Francisco, man, Francisco is different, like in a good way though.
Yeah, different than LA, different than San Diego. Yeah, and I mean the landscape looks different, you know. Like SoCal seems like more deserty mountain stuff, and
yeah,
San Francisco looked to have like more green, more rolling hills, tall trees. I mean, it was super cool to pass through there, and then us to be able to come back, hang out Saturday night after the show with a lot of the guys that we'd met there.
Yeah, well, and it's like. Definitely want to talk about San Francisco for a second, for sure. So, I'd never been to San Francisco. You hadn't either, had you?
No.
Man, like, I totally understand why it's so expensive to live there now. I mean, it is, like, definitely probably the prettiest city I've ever been to, you know?
It's cool. It's the hills, the way the city's, like, built on all the hills, you know? Like,
yeah.
How they make it look in movies, there's that many hills in San Francisco.
Well, and like the character there, dude. It's like you got like, for instance, Mo and I went to Haight-Ashbury.
That was
like,
fun.
Dude, that was so cool. We got there and it was like one of those deals where it was getting kind of late and we needed something to do, you know, before we went to the hotel. So we went and checked it out. And
gonna grab a bite.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, like, for instance, I had no idea. They, for whatever reason, they put this like dog grooming sign in front of
which
Jimi
is
Hendrix.
Nuts.
Yeah, they put it. So Jimi Hendrix is like one of his houses is down there in Haight-Ashbury. It's called like the Red House or something. I walked right past it, had no idea that was Jimi Hendrix's house. Mo just so happened to notice, and
on our way back.
Yeah, and we got a photo of it, and I'll post it. Like, there's this tiny little plaque above this dog grooming sign that says Jimi Hendrix's house.
Yeah,
and that was the craziest thing. Like, I thought that was so cool to see that.
Well, it was cool. Like, the markets, you know, they had a little, like, I guess, like a local grocery store, you know. It's like, and I guess more cities probably have these, you know. We have real life Walmarts, you know, like, you buy everything, right? You buy a shotgun and a gallon of milk, one stop. But out west, you know, to walk into these fresh little markets, man, it's cool to kind of see how folks live out there and stuff like that. You're like, dang, could you imagine this, your fresh market, and you just walk around and you live in one of these buildings? And
well, the worst, I mean, I don't know if they think it's bad, but like, I lived in, you know how I told you I lived in downtown Little Rock, in that loft for a little bit. Like, when I was looking at those groceries down there, dude, carrying your groceries without a car, because it's because you can't
think about that.
Yeah, because you don't have a parking lot. You just drive up. So you have to carry all your groceries. And like, I used to have to do that when I lived down there. And I didn't have to do it probably near as far as they did.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that would be
awful.
You guys probably stay in shape for sure.
Like, right? Got to load my groceries uphill.
Yeah, got a bunch of beach bods right around. And also all the hills, like the steepest hills I've ever seen roads on.
Yeah. Steep hills. Yeah, that was part of like what was cool. The tundra, of course, does not fit well. We found a gas station we could pull in, and dude, I think people freak out when they see a truck that big like parked at the gas station. Like, all of a sudden this girl starts like backing up, she's gonna go around, use a different pump,
and yeah, probably thought we were gonna empty it.
I know, right? So, I mean, it's like I said, it's funny, you know. Then sometimes, you know how Google Maps are, man, they want you to turn this thing around like you're driving a go-kart. Like, dude, Google, that ain't gonna work, man.
Not possible.
Not happening. But I mean, it was cool. Like I said, definitely had a blast there. And same, you know, it's like we got to spend a ton of time there, went there after the show. But I mean, it was an area that I would want to come back and check out again with a little more time. You know, I don't like, we kept looking at more stuff. Like I said, it's easy to lose yourself in these cities because they have everything to do. We'd really went down there. We got some great shots of the tundra by the Golden Gate Bridge and stuff.
Yeah.
Got some content down there. Went to some of the overlooks, and it was cool. Like I said, it was cool.
Yeah. 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 It definitely was a great place to take like photos with the truck for sure. One thing, by the way, guys, I've noticed like with traveling, so Mo and I, when we go to these cities, you know, of course, we always like, we're there partly to get content.
You know?
Like, we got to get photos, got to get videos. Like, we want to do that. And if you go on Google, like, whenever you go to a big city, like, for instance, like, very first thing I typed in was best place to take car photos, San Francisco.
Yeah.
And, dude, it'll pull up usually article after article. It did it when we were in LA. Like, Yeah. Do it even in your local area, you know? Like, it seriously is a great way to find, like, spots to take photos with your vehicle.
I mean, we found multiple cool places doing that, you know? And it's just a jump-off point, you know? It's not like you have to go to all these.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, if you find one, it's worth going to check out because, like I said, we don't have anything like that in our neck of the woods. So it's like, if you're going to be out there, get something different, you know, something we don't have the chance to shoot every day, you know.
Yeah.
The Golden Gate Bridge, we don't have it anywhere close. Yeah. So it's like, if we're near it, try and get content of it.
Yeah.
Same with some of those tunnels in Los Angeles. If we could ever find the Hollywood sign, maybe we get some pictures in front of it.
Maybe.
But who knows, man? Who knows? But, I mean, and the show was also great, you know.
Yeah.
Rodeo Rig show in Vallejo was a lot of fun. It was at a cool venue, you know. I guess it may have been like an old naval base.
Yeah, I don't know what they, like a shipping yard, maybe?
I don't know.
Or no?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Mare Island's what it was, is where it's at. Y'all can look it up. Maybe we'll look it up and post what it was.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. I mean, right on the water. It made it to where our deck on our Tundra, people loved it because they could get up above the crowd and look out into the ocean and stuff like that. And so that was super cool. And then, I mean, the ships, right? These old ships. I want to call them pirate ships, but there's no pirates.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. So Mo and I looked like absolute idiots. We were talking to the guys.
Phil from Pure 4x4.
Yeah. And we were talking to him, and how did the conversation come up?
Oh, we were asking, you know, like, oh, so these are like tour ships? Like, we just go on these and tour these and stuff like that? And he goes, no, bro, these ships are being used. And we're like, huh?
Like, yeah,
these are like old, big sailing ships.
I mean, it looks like a colonial, like, or a pirate ship or something. I mean, looked just like that.
You know, and he's like, no, man. And then he starts telling us, like, they're going to leave. He's like, they have to pay to stay here. And you're just like, holy smokes, not only are these things in operation, but they got to pay rent when they pull in.
Yeah.
It's like, this thing's old, man. It's almost like a handicap tag. Let him park for free, bro.
Dude, you could tell he was like, oh, my God. Like, these guys don't know anything.
And we don't. Like I said, man, that we don't. Big sailing ships have never passed through where I live.
We're so landlocked, dude. It's like, it's hilarious.
But I mean, the show, I mean, it was cool. The boats, like I said, it's that's part of us getting to go see these places. And what makes it, you know, so much fun for us, you know, it's definitely work. But, you know, when you get to see stuff that you haven't seen or been to, you know, it really lets you know how fortunate we are.
Yeah, man. It does, you know, and it's like it helps me in a way to like not, I guess like best way to explain it's to like not be jaded with Arkansas.
No.
Because it's like it's easy when you live in a beautiful place to become jaded about that landscape. Like you don't notice the landscape around you as much. You don't appreciate it, you know? And it's like you go out to these areas, and don't get me wrong, like they're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful, but you do get to come home and it's different. And it's man.
Back and floated the river the next weekend, you know, and same, right? How lucky are we to be able to go out and float a crystal clear river, yank fish out of this thing and have, you know, the best day. So they said, man, no place like home, right?
I know.
Always thankful to go to these places. Always more thankful to be home.
Yeah, you know, no, I know.
It was a solid trip, though, you know, hanging out with Phil, all the guys at Pure. They were super cool. Our guy Roby, you know, he was great to be around again. And he kind of took us out to a place y'all may have never heard of. We had never heard of it, called Jollibee's. And that was different for us, you know, but these boys absolutely loved it, man. They were stoked that they were going to be able to hit up a Jollibee's before they headed home.
I know, dude. I know. And it's like, it was funny. I didn't know what to expect at all.
Same.
They just told it was chicken, you know. We show up and it's chicken, spaghetti, which I've seen the chicken and spaghetti because that's like a popular thing here locally.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it anywhere else except here locally.
No.
But it was like chicken, spaghetti, and then they had like pies and
rice.
Yeah, rice, mashed taters, like all this like.
They said it's huge in the Philippines. They said it's like the McDonald's of the Philippines. And and it's huge over there. And I guess there's a few out on the West Coast. And it's funny because the chicken comes out and like a looks like a KFC bucket, you know, but everything, I mean, you can get a spicy option. It was good. Yeah. But yeah, the rice is a curveball. And then peach pies, mango pies,
that Uber,
pineapple drinks.
What, the yam pies or whatever?
Yam pies. I mean, it was different. I mean, I smashed my chicken like it was nobody's business.
But I mean, I got to say, for fast food, it was really good.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I didn't know. It was good. Like, I kept thinking it was like some semi sit down joint, you know, but and they have their own theme music. You know, Jollibee is apparently, like I said, big everywhere else, but definitely not Arkansas.
Dude, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jollibee, but y'all may probably need to start like your own like suicide hotline for your workers, dude. Because making them listen to that all day,
you could tell, man. Someone was singing it, and you're like, oh man, they're starting to go crazy. It's starting to sit in. Like they probably got another week before they're full on crazy.
Yeah, because they were telling us it's like basically the McDonald's of the Philippines.
Yeah,
and they were like, oh yeah, it's like. Did they? They even had like their own like little characters and stuff too.
Well, I think they have like a cartoon. I think Jollibee is like a big thing over there. Its own character. I think it has its own show, restaurant spinoff, or maybe the show's a spinoff of the restaurant.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
it was good though.
It was. And these boys absolutely loved it. Like I said, they went bonkers for it. They were trying to get us to try all their kind of favorite things. Honestly, to me, it's how I feel when I talk about Jack in the Box tacos.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, like I talk about them like they're gourmet, and no, they're not.
Yeah,
so they're gonna come out deep fried, slice cheese on them, taste amazing.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, same with Jollibee's. Walk in, it's fast food. Chicken was amazing. Hated that we didn't get a pie. Sound like we missed it, but next lap.
Yeah, next time we will for sure.
But, I mean, after that, I mean that was pretty much kind of the end of it.
Yeah.
We did go out to a place and have some ice cream later, but. Who's surprised?
That's normal,
by that, right? You know, like whoa, we found an ice cream stand. Get out of town. But I mean, it was super cool. Same, got to meet some of the NorCal boys that we never get to meet or hang out with. So definitely cool bringing Backwoods up there, showing the products on the Tundra, and then it won't be long. We'll be back out west in June. You know, for the rodeo rigs there. Hopefully we'll see some of y'all there. And,
It'll be Grant and Mo on that one.
Be fun. Curveball. We got Grant. He's rad.
Yeah.
All black everything. Ears tucked. West Coast.
Dude, we're going to definitely have to WC him out before he gets there.
Right. Get your tall white socks now.
Yeah. Send us some recommendations of swag to put on Grant. That should be our goal. That should be our goal is before he goes out there. Like
just, we have him dressed like a champ.
Yeah.
He'd be down. I know he is. He's a winner.
Yeah.
But it was good. Seriously though, I think that pretty much wrapped this one up. I mean, JL, want to sprinkle in a discount code or?
Yeah. So for this discount code, it will be, I was going to say Vallejo, but that may be kind of a tricky one.
What about like Bay Bridge 15 or Golden Gate?
Yeah. Let's do Golden Gate 15 or Bay Bridge. That'll be easier probably to spell, because it's shorter. All right, we'll do BAYBRIDGE 15, and it's all caps. No, I did not win any spelling bees.
Dude, he did.
Bay Bridge,
use it
caps,
in a sentence, please.
No spaces, 15.
So. Yeah, and we've got a lot of stuff in stock right now, so lead time's pretty short. If you're Tacoma 4Runner guy, we've got almost everything, dual swings, you know, for the 4Runners. But great time. If you're planning that summer trip, man, hit us up. Let's get you outfitted.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, hit us up at you can find us at backwoodsadventuremods.com. Instagram is also Backwoods Adventure Mods. YouTube is, of course, also Backwoods Adventure Mods. Guys, seriously, reach out to us anytime you need anything. If you ever
come
have any
up,
questions,
see us, man. I think with videos, you'll be able to see our faces more. So,
yeah, please do.
Hope y'all been enjoying these. A little bit more work for us. JL's been crushing. So, a lot of work goes into these things. So, seriously, when y'all tell us you enjoy these or even little bits, I can't stress how much that means to us, you know?
Yeah, it really does. It seriously does.
Yeah, until next time, man. Y'all take care. Love y'all. Peace.
Love y'all. Peace.